Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild ride called life. Welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated, where we ditch the self-criticism and crank up the self-love. Today's episode is all about something near and dear to my heart, cultivating self-compassion. Ever notice how you're way harder on yourself than you are on anyone else? We all have those moments, right? You spill coffee on your shirt? Riley, how could you be so clumsy? You miss a deadline? You're such a procrastinator. But if your best friend tripped and spilled their coffee, you probably offer them a napkin and a chuckle. So why do we treat ourselves with this harsh inner voice? Let's face it, folks, life can be tough. We're constantly bombarded with expectations, pressures, and comparisons, from social media to our own internal dialogues. It's easy to get caught in the loop of self-criticism, feeling like we're never good enough, smart enough, or thin enough. Okay, maybe that last one is just me. But what if I told you there's a better way? What if you could treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you offer to your loved ones? That's the power of self-compassion. It's not about being complacent or letting yourself off the hook. It's about recognizing that you are human, that you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. 1. Recognize your inner critic. The first step is becoming aware of that negative voice in your head. When it starts whispering those nasty things, acknowledge it without judgment. Just say, "Hey, I hear you," and then gently redirect your thoughts. Think about it like this: if a friend spoke to you the way you speak to yourself, would you continue that friendship? Probably not. So why tolerate such negativity from your own mind? 2. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help quiet that inner critic. When you're focused on your breath, your senses, or simply what's happening right now, there's less space for those negative thoughts to take root. Try a simple mindfulness exercise. Close your eyes and focus on your breath for just 5 minutes. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, the coolness of the air entering your nostrils. It might sound easy, but trust me, it's powerful. 3. Be kind to yourself. You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, so why do it to yourself? Treat yourself with the same love and understanding you offer others. Remember that setbacks are part of life. They're opportunities to learn and grow. Next time you stumble, instead of dwelling on it, say something kind to yourself like, "Hey, it's okay, I'll learn from this." You deserve a little grace. 4. Celebrate your successes. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Treat yourself to a slice of cake, you earned it. Don't wait for others to celebrate your wins, celebrate them yourself. You're doing amazing things, even when you don't realize it. 5. Surround yourself with positive people. Your tribe matters. Spend time with people who lift you up and encourage you. Distance yourself from those who constantly drain your energy or put you down. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by love and support. Now, let me tell you a quick story about how self-compassion saved my day, because trust me, we all have those days. I was prepping for this big presentation at work, everything riding on it. My mind was racing with what-ifs and worst-case scenarios. Suddenly, I realized I was spiraling down a hole of self-doubt. Instead of beating myself up, I took a deep breath, reminded myself that I'd put in the work, and whispered, "Riley, you got this." Guess what? The presentation went fantastic. I nailed it. It wasn't about being perfect. It was about showing myself some kindness and believing in myself. So, my friends, remember this. Self-compassion isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. You are worthy of love, understanding, and forgiveness, especially from yourself. Start practicing these tips today and watch your life transform. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little extra kindness today. And if you have any self-compassion stories or struggles, hit us up on social media. Let's create a community of support and understanding together. Until next time, keep thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.